Well, Shiloh, that always comes up on Super Bowl Sunday, is if people are allowed to, make small little bets on Super Bowls, who's going to win the coin toss, how long the national anthem is going to be, who's going to have the most passing yards, this and that. So I thought we would be mala all the kedusha from all those things, and be able to do a Shiloh from Rav Zorbenstein on betting, on gambling. Rav Zorbenstein says the following question. He said there was Reuven had a friend named Shimon, who occasionally bet on horse races. That his Shimon was he was a consistent person who was always at the track. And Reuven wanted to get involved. He knew that Shimon sometimes made a little money, and he told his friend Shimon that he wanted him to place some bets for him. Shimon said, "No problem. Whenever you want, give me the money. Tell me the horse that you want to bet on, and I'll place the bets for you." Reuven didn't actually follow it, but he always told Shimon who he wanted to place his money on. And Shimon would place Reuven's bet, and occasionally Reuven won a very small amount. However, most of the time, the rover of the time, he never won. A couple years went by, Reuven did a little soul searching, and he saw that maybe he should stop this practice, and he decided he wouldn't bet on any horses anymore. So Shimon now came to Rav Zorbenstein with the following question. He said that he confessed to Rav Zorbenstein, and he told him that he never really placed any of Reuven's bets at all, meaning he always got the money from Reuven, and he pretended to be his own bookie. He pretended to be his own collector of money. And any time that Reuven wanted a specific horse, Shimon actually put his own money in. And most of the time, Reuven never won, but the time that Reuven did won, Shimon would pay him out of his own pocket. But since Reuven never usually won, Shimon actually made a lot of profit. So now, Shimon goes to Zorbenstein and tells him the following. Is he obligated to return the money that he got from Reuven from the beginning? Because he never actually placed the bets. Reuven gave him the money year in and year out for a couple of years. And then whatever he won, most of the time he didn't win. But whatever he did win, he always gave him his own money. So does he have to? Is he obligated to return the actual money from all those years? Or perhaps it doesn't make a difference to Reuven whether the bets were placed with the actual bookie or whether Shimon actually placed the bets and Shimon pretended to be the bookie himself. So before we get to Rav Zorbenstein's answer, Rav Zorbenstein just wants to inform us. Shulchan Aruch brings down Choshen Mishpat, Shin Ayin Hichos Gzela. The following things: V'chein Masachim Be'Behemo Be'Chayah Be'Ofos Be'Osim Tanayish Kol Tin Itzach Be'Hemasa Otaritz Yoser Yichach Mechaver Kach Kach V'Chein Kol Yotzu B'Dvarim Elu Hakol Aser Be'Yigzal Midvarim Hu Midivrayim Hu. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch tells, and it's Aser to bet on animal races because it's an Isser Derabanan of Gezel. That if you decide to put your chicken in front of this chicken or that horse in front of that horse, it's an Isser Derabanan of Gezel. So before we even go into the answer, just be able to note that Shulchan Aruch at the end of the day. And Rav Zorbenstein says we have to use our time more wisely, learning Torah and trying to bring more chesed into the world. So how does Rav Zorbenstein answer Shimon? Now get into the answer. Is he obligated now to tell him, give Reuven all back the money, or it made no difference whether he was the bookie or the bookie himself was placing Reuven's bet? So Rav Zorbenstein first told Shimon, at the end of the day, Reuven expected to be his bets to be placed with the established bookie. Maybe Reuven had a specific preference that he heard that this bookie would be able to pay up, right? He heard that this gambling place would be able to pay up if he won a certain thing. He would have feel more secure that his bet would be established. At the end of the day, Shimon was wrong for keeping the money. However, putting that aside for a second, Rav Zorbenstein said Shimon has zero reason to be able to pay back Reuven. However, why? Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't have mattered to Reuven. Reuven's bets were still placed. Reuven might not have wanted Shimon to handle the bets for fear of what might go wrong. However, since nothing actually did go wrong, and Reuven would always, Shimon always placed Reuven's bets, there's no complaint that Shimon would have to pay him or have to pay him back from all the years. His bets were still paid. And whenever Reuven actually did win, Shimon gave him the money from his own money. And Rav Zorbenstein adds another proof to this. He says, if we look in the Gemara, in Gidon, and Samachayim and Aleph, if we look in the Mishnah, the following thing, he says, HaOmer ten get zel ishi, b'makom plonu. If someone says, give this get to my wife in a certain place, v'nosun la b'makom acher, and if now the shliach, the messenger, gives the get in a different place, right? What does the Mishnah say? Haget pasul. The get is not good because the person said he had to be in a specific place. If the husband just said give a get and didn't say in a specific place, it'd be no problem. However, if he said give the get in a specific place and you didn't do that, it invalidates the get. So therefore, if he doesn't say, if he just says give a get to my wife who's in a certain place, it says the get is no problem. The get is good if you don't give a specific place. Therefore, the get is valid, even if the messenger gave it in another place because he didn't specify it. So here, the same thing. Reuven didn't tell Shimon that I want this bookie to be the one who puts in the bet. He just told him, make sure that the bet is in. So what matters if Shimon actually puts the bet in or if the bookie might put in the bet? Because at the end of the day, we said from the beginning, maybe he might have felt more secure that the bookie would put his bet in, but that's not a reason, that's not an implication for that Shimon now would have to pay back Reuven. So at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein concludes, therefore, although it was wrong of Shimon to handle the bets by himself, along it was wrong that Shimon gave the money to Reuven whenever he did win, and then he has no reason to be able to pay back all the money for the past 2 years, to be able to pay back to Reuven. So I think this is an important message. Whenever we do a life, we have to make sure you're doing it with the utmost honesty. You have to make sure that whatever we're doing it the Shema. If that means I'm watching the Super Bowl tonight, be able to spend time with my family, then I'm doing it the Shema. I'm not just doing it, just be able to do it, right? And we have to understand that there are guidelines on watching the Super Bowl. We don't have to bet on every little thing. The Shulchan Aruch said it's an Isser Derabanan to be able to bet on horses and this and that. So we should be zochet to, you know, always to be emistic of Jews whatever we do. And whatever we do in life, to be able to make sure that we're simchat Kadosh Baruch Hu in every detail and every facet that we can.